This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And we are on. Welcome to 7-5 Radio. This is Walter Yerkew with Scoop Stanton, who is on a secret mission today. So you get me and me alone. We tried to find a fill-in with Jay this morning, but Jay was unavailable. Scoop last minute had some kind of secret agent business to do, and we'll find out what that was. Next week's show, when I question him and interrogate him, I want to say good morning, good afternoon to all the people out there, and good evening. We are 7-5 Radio, as I said. We are available on the Liberty News Radio Network. We air every Saturday night at 9, as you know, because that's Central Time, because you're listening right now. So spread the word. We try to bring you good stuff. Jay usually opens up the show with a memoriam to members of the service, and there were numerous deaths this week of police officers in the line of duty. So we just want to send out an announcement that we are thinking of them, and we are proud that they served their communities bravely and with integrity. Moving along, we're going to have to cover a few things today. We have some headline news that made the news this week. They're in USC. Apparently, USC out there in California has been accepting bribes. Well, some of the people in the curriculum, in the faculty, rather, have been accepting bribes to get celebrities' children enrolled in the school when they don't have the grade point average to get into that school. Two notable celebrities, one Lori Loughlin of, I believe she used to be on The Edge of Night way back in the 70s, and also on Full House, as we know. And we have Felicity Huffman, who also is wrapped up in this bribe scheme to get their children in. Apparently it was about $500,000 in cash payoffs to a couple of individuals at the university that kind of blew the lid on this, a little bit too much money, you know, a little bit too quickly. We don't know how long it's been going on for. That's the problem. The celebrity status has been kind of muddying the waters a little bit on who else could be involved. The faculty that was involved are either suspended or fired. Now, at USC, they have a fantastic program, sports program, and a lot of people get in there on grants. You know, they're offered scholarships to play sports, but apparently these celebrities' children aren't any good at sports or academics, and they needed to get $500,000 together to get their kids into a prestigious school, which is, you know, unfortunate. I don't have $500,000. If I did, I probably wouldn't spend it on a bribe. It would be on my children's abilities to get in where they could. And that's unfortunate. Also, some sports coaches were involved in this. And one namesake that you might remember, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama and their kids. Apparently their tennis coach is also wrapped up in this bribery scandal. So, you know, it puts a little bit of a stain on a former president, a stain which hasn't been visible, and I don't mean that racially. because it seems to be that they are untouchable. And with the program being of sports was is tainted also now because of the sports coaches. What does this do for Michelle and Barry Obama endorsing Democratic presidential candidates in the 2020 run? I think, you know, these people on the left are thinking that they are untouchable. I don't know what political affiliation Lori Loughlin or Felicity Huffman is, but I would have to say somewhere on the left, Mr. and Mrs. Obama are wrapped up in this also with their kids, the tennis coach. So we're going to have to see how this is going to turn out. This this is, you know, not typical. Maybe it is. I don't know. This is something I really haven't heard about, bribing school officials to get your kids into a school when they have a low grade point average. But however, what I want to do is compare something. On this case, you know, it's a nonviolent case. These people, I think she posted, it was $1 million bail that was posted on Lori and Felicity Huffman. And, you know, they put up their, 10, 15% to get out of jail. However, what I want to bring up is the illegal aliens. I just want to touch on this. I'm comparing bail, not crimes. We have judges that are letting illegal aliens out, what we call ROR, released on their own recognizance for nonviolent stuff. Now, if they're illegal and they're in the country illegal, why is the judge letting them out to run around and do it again or go back to wherever they came from and never ever be tried for whatever they did? And these are usually nonviolent crimes. There's probably because there's no room in the jail for him and they know he can't get out on bail. Well, hell, let's go out to the Midwest and commit some crimes. Didn't mean that figuratively. You know, I don't go out and commit crimes so you can get out ROR. My problem is that, you know, a nonviolent crime such as this, you know, on $1 million bail, Lori Loughlin isn't going anywhere. Felicity Huffman isn't going anywhere. Their husbands aren't going anywhere. Their kids aren't going anywhere. I don't think the kids were arrested in it, but they're not going anywhere. So I put $1 million bail on a nonviolent crime when on a nonviolent crime for an illegal, you just let them out. Okay, well, because they can afford it? I don't know. I think the bail system is a little bit ridiculous. No, I think it's a lot ridiculous. Bail is not supposed to be part of the punishment. So let's praise the system that they got Lori Loughlin and Thompson and they're in the news again. This is our first break. We'll be back after the break.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Hey, this is Wolf Gerke. I'm here by myself, as I mentioned. He's been down on a secret agent task, and we'll find out what that is next week. Something came up there in D.C. that he's trying to take charge of, so we'll find out next week what that was all about. Another story I've been following this week is the compound raid out in New Mexico. I don't know if everybody's heard about it. Most of the news come up yesterday, which being today, yesterday being Friday, today being Saturday. The New Mexico compound suspects were charged in alleged plot to attack the FBI, military personnel, and other government officials. There's five suspects out there who lived in this New Mexico compound. And our government's been aware of this compound for a while because it was just last summer where I think three of them were charged with child neglect in finding some bones of one of their children, decomposing body of one of their children. And anyway, why they were let out, I don't know. But the story goes on that a grand jury in New Mexico returned what they call the superseding indictment, charging the suspects with federal offenses related to the terrorism, kidnapping, and firearms violations. This indictment replaces the one returned by the grand jury that includes, you know, more serious charges, but it's all inclusive. It alleges that the conspiracy to attack Americans on American soil, and it's, you know, in New Mexico, Albuquerque, you know, which is not in the middle of nowhere. I mean, Albuquerque is a major city. This is on the outskirts of it. But, you know, they're living in a place that looks like a makeshift greenhouse, you know, built out of, you know, some type of 2x4 wood or something and covered in plastic. You know, now it's hot as heck out there in Albuquerque. So, you know, you would think the plastic would make it warmer, but, you know, these are terrorists, and I guess they like the heat, so they made it warmer. I'm not going to mention their names, but they're all in their 30s, and two are in their 40s. And they have a lawyer. I don't, you know, how are these people being funded? I'm sure this will all play out.
They don't have a comment this time about the new charges, and they'll be pleading not guilty at the arraignment next week. So, you know, they're inside, and we'll see how much bail they get, you know, how much bail is issued upon them, you know, considering that this is a violent crime, plans to kill people in the United States here, Americans, and we'll see if it compares to the $1 million bond bail that those two actresses had. Last summer, law enforcement raided the compound where they lived in New Mexico, and they found 11 emaciated children, rags, barefooted, malnourished. Of course, that's what emaciated is, and had apparently been living off the grid for months. So I guess the one of those cable channels that has the show people living off the grid, above the grid, below the grid, didn't catch this one. To see what was going on out there. Anyway, and the authorities later, last August, found a 3-year-old decomposing remains of one of their sons. So they were charged with child abuse by the state, and of course they were let out on bail. All five defendants are now charged with conspiracy, and that goes back to October 2017. And that includes other resources, includes, I guess, currency, training to kill, weapons, and kill personnel, knowing that the intending targets were going to carry out and kill police officers, it says here, employees of the United States. That includes, like I said, the FBI attacks and military personnel. And they're all awaiting trial. It says some of the child abuse charges brought by the state were dismissed by a judge last year due to a procedural error by the prosecution. Everybody's fallible, but when you're dealing with something like this, you people out there in the prosecution world, cross your T's and dot your I's, because look what happened. They got out of it, and they just continued what they were doing. So we need to get rid of that nonsense. It's ridiculous. On American soil, no less. I imagine that the government's been watching them with drones and that satellite tracking stuff that they can watch and see what's going on. Hopefully they were keeping a good eye on them, that they weren't going to leave the compound and put into place their plan to attack all these people in you know, government level, police officer level, and so forth. So we got these five. How many other fives are out there? You know, the desert is a big place. As a country, as citizens, we don't need to know what our government is looking at, but we hope that they're aware that they're looking at it. So far, so good. We haven't had any more attacks on American soil from a terrorist standpoint. Knock wood. And that's a good thing. So let's hope our government keeps up the good work of catching these guys, and then our prosecutorial people do a better job on keeping them in jail and stop with these mistakes in these indictments. These guys have powerful lawyers because they're backed by powerful people, and there's a lot of money. And these lawyers, they have a job to do. But and everybody is entitled to have an attorney and a trial, a fair trial, speedy trial, and an honest trial. But, you know, these powerful attorneys, if it was anybody else, those child abuse charges never would have been dropped. So when you got money, I guess they get their own dream team to get them out of trouble and move on to other things. Quickly, before our next break, I want to discuss the Boeing 737, MAX 8 and 9, all grounded as per President Trump, and rightly so. They've been having trouble with these planes for a long time. I remember there was batteries were catching on fire in flight. Batteries were catching on fire on the tarmacs And we've had two major crashes, the latest one in Ethiopia, killing everybody aboard. The black boxes have been found, and they are going to be reviewed. However, the review, they took these black boxes to Germany. And these black boxes are so sophisticated, the Germans announced that they do not have the technology to get the information off these black boxes. You know, it's not just a tape recorder in a black box. You know, it's a sophisticated computer that's in there and it's protected, and they don't have the technology to get into these computers and draw out the information. The United States FAA has offered to assist, and so far the German government has turned them down, which is unfortunate because this is where all the technology is. I mean, here, probably China and probably in the Soviet Union are the ones that have the most technology to take care of this. So we don't know what's going to happen with these black boxes. You would think that they, the FAA would want them, you know, open, and they do, and they do. But the air companies that the FAA in Germany doesn't have, I guess, precedence over this. But we need to get that done. These planes, the batteries catch fire, and things happen. You know, malfunction. I wouldn't want to be on the damn plane. God forbid. Well, we're going into our second break, like I said. And this is Liberty News Radio with Walter Yerkew. We'll be back. Take it away.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand had two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspects' Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A week after announcing that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, longtime host of TV's Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is now thanking fans for all the support they've been showing.
I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered, and I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
That from the latest video message posted by the 78-year-old Trebek. All U.S. diplomats are now out of Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming their departure in a tweet saying the U.S. remains firm in its support for the Venezuelan people and opposition leader Juan Guaido. He says the diplomats look forward to returning to a free and democratic Venezuela in the future. A prequel to The Sopranos will be coming to theaters next year. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we're back. We always come to the Mickey Hour crew with the
wonderful bumper music that we have. It's fantastic. They do a great job. I wanted to give a shout-out to them for their good work. How to contact us. We are 7-5 Radio. You can get us on Twitter at 7-5, spell it out, 7-5 Radio and the number 1, 7-5 Radio 1 on Twitter. You can get Scoop and me. You can get our stuff. That would be on 7-5radio.wordpress.com. That's our webpage. You can listen to past shows, and Scoop writes some funny stuff in his blog this week. He's saying that he's going to run as a Democrat, and it's quite humorous. This is exactly what the left is looking to do. No immigrant is illegal. Abolish ICE. Oppose any and all voter suppression. No ID, no problem. He will reimpose Obamacare. You know, you got to get a hold of this blog that he's got. And that's at 7-5radio.wordpress.com. He says some funny stuff in there, and I think you'll enjoy it. Whether you're on the left or the right, it's interesting reading. So take a look at our website. And you can catch me on both Twitter and Facebook. Twitter at WalterYerke.com and Facebook, same thing without the at. Scoop chooses not to do Facebook. So that's cool. You can get him at Peter Scoop Stanton on Twitter and read some of our stuff. And the same thing, just follow the links and you can email us. And we've gotten a few emails that we try to discuss on the air this week, every week, not this week. Scoop and I usually get together during the week and talk about what we're going to be doing. But he's, like I said, on a secret mission. So we didn't get to that part of what to do on our shows. So I want to move along just to a tail end of the Boeing 737 groundings. They're still being manufactured. They haven't stopped the manufacturing of them at Boeing. And these are huge, expensive aircrafts. I remember Steve Buscemi in Armageddon? Yeah, it was Armageddon, where he tells, he says out loud, he says, Harry, he says, we're on an aircraft, or I forget what he called it, with 600,000 movement parts built by the lowest bidder. Well, same kind of thing in these jets that have been going on for 60 years. There's a lot of moving parts in these airplanes. The new ones are even more sophisticated. Everything is a computer chip. Everything has to do with the Silicon Valleys. And it's a menagerie of moving parts and computers and wires and miles of wires. Oh my goodness, it's tough to get one of these aircrafts up in the air with all this technology that's got to go into them. And if there's a glitch in it, there's a problem. I don't want to be on that plane when something happens. And unfortunately, these last two crashes, a lot of people lost their lives. So I think the president did the right thing by grounding them. And let's figure this out before we send another one up to go down. So I will not be getting on a 737 MAX 8 or 9 anytime soon. Top story, yesterday, today being Saturday, is in New Zealand. There was a mass shooting in two mosques. About 50 people are confirmed dead, and over 20 are seriously injured. and two mosques in New Zealand city of Church Christ on Friday. New Zealand's prime minister called the incident a terrorist attack in a Friday press conference, saying that they had extremist views and no place in New Zealand or the world. The attacks on two mosques were at lunchtime, where they were pretty much full. I know people have given a bad rep to the Muslim community, and it's not all Muslims that are bad. It's the bad ones that pervert what the meaning is in the Quran. So it's not us against the Muslims. It's us against the Muslim terrorists, and it's hard to determine which is which. And apparently these three fellas took it upon themselves to go on in there and kill these people. I think their hopes were killing somebody who may be a terrorist. You know, who knows what their intentions were, except to just kill. It appeared that there were videos appeared on Facebook that were quickly taken down, that these guys were wearing some type of device to live stream what they were doing. And all this stuff was pulled down right away. It's just one thing to, you know, one thing to kill all these people, which is entirely horrible, but then to go ahead and film it, video it on your on a live stream, you know, it, they're looking for these 15 minutes of fame. They want to be martyrs. They want to be heroes, but they're not. You know, if these people take it upon themselves, they're the terrorists of killing innocent people, just like it happened here in the States. There were terrorists that killed innocent people, over 3,000 of them. And these guys are out there in New Zealand. CNN has not been independently confirmed any information about the attackers or the alleged video at this stage, but Google and YouTube issued a statement calling the shooting and the live streaming terrible tragedy. Twitter removed an account that believes it was linked to the shooting and is working to keep the video off its platform. And I was on Twitter looking stuff up like that to see if it was on there, and I couldn't find it. I'm not that intelligent on Twitter to find things, but I didn't see anything. There were people referring to it and showing, you know, news pictures of the scenes of the police in action, guarding and searching, but there's no further information. You know, at the time of this airing, what happened was an extraordinary, unprecedented act of violence, and it has no place in New Zealand, according to its prime minister. They opened fire for 10 to 15 minutes. Police were deployed, and witnesses inside the mosque when the shooting began heard the gunman continuously shooting. It just didn't stop. People are saying there was more than 200 people inside. And at the time of this report, we don't know if it's more than 50 or 50 on the button. There were people who were just talking to news cameras saying they couldn't contact friends via cell phone that was supposed to be in the mosque and such. So, you know, it was a horrible tragedy. People are getting killed and left-wing extremists. It's ridiculous. It's hardly human. It's barbaric. So let's bring that to a close. You know, the world leaders are President Trump said in a tweet, you know, his sympathy and wishes go out to the people in this massacre, a horrible massacre. And the U.S. stands by New Zealand for anything we can do. It's just a nasty business with these people, which turns around and brings us back to that New Mexico story where these people are training other people to be terrorists. What else could that be? Simply put, there's nuts all over the world. Apparently these three people that they grabbed in New Zealand weren't on the radar of any type of terrorist activity. So these are what they used to call the lone wolves. I call them the lone cowards. You know, they act by themselves without a group. And they fund themselves by however, whatever means. And they get together with a lot of guns and they says, we're going to do this. We're going to be heroes. They convince themselves that they're going to be heroes and martyrs, and into history they go. Well, too bad they didn't get taken care of by the New Zealand police. It was over by the time they got there. Anyway, we're going to move to something a little more pleasant. This past Thursday, March 14th, was Pi Day. I hope everybody had a piece of pie. If some of you don't know what in the world I'm talking about, 3.14 was pi. And we'll pick that up at the end on the other side of this break. So enjoy our bump music as it takes you into commercial. This is Walter Yerkew, 75 Radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yerkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
All right, we're back after our break. Again, that bump music is breathtaking. I love it. So does Scoop. He always comments on it, too. I was bringing up Pi Day before the break. And Pi Day is, of course, 3.14, which is March 14th. So everybody goes crazy with the pies. And, you know, I had my share of pie, apple, blueberry, pecan, which I really didn't like. It's kind of too damn sticky for me, pecan. Pecan, pecan, whatever, you know, whatever you call it. People down here in the low south really like those kind of nuts, and they want you to pronounce it correctly. And of course, me being a rebel, I don't. You know, usually on purpose, but pecan, pecan, you know, whatever they call it. You know, it's too sticky for me anyway. So. But anyway, if you like pecan pie, go ahead and have a slice. But yeah, it was pie day, so I had all different kinds of pies throughout the day. And it only happens once a year. Hell, you know, why not? Go ahead and indulge. But don't indulge if you're diabetic, unless it's a sugar-free pie, because then you'll pretty much get sick. Anyway, we are going to move on to some political news this week and some criminal news this week. Manafort was back in court, and the judge, she originally had a 48-month sentence, which is 4 years. He's been in for 9, so he had 37 months to go. However, the judge sentenced him to another 3.5 years, and Mr. Manafort was in court during sentencing, before he was sentenced by the judge, asking the judge to give him leniency because he is 70 and his wife needs him if he could suspend the sentence and be sent home. And the judge smacked him with 3.5 more years, and Manafort will be out. And that's 3.5 years state time. So what he probably got was, you usually do a third, you know, especially on a nonviolent crime. You usually do a third and go before the parole board, and they usually let you out. So he'll end up doing the, 37 more months of federal time, and this one and a quarter to three and a half, yeah, something like that, is going to be run together. So he'll be serving state time, federal time, and federal time all at the same time. That's called running together. If it was one after the other, we used to call it running wild. So he'll serve that term. So he's in jail. He thought he was going to get out. It's apparent. You know, you do the crime, do the time. If you're caught, of course, you don't give yourself up. You know, it's, you know, part of it. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and say, well, you know, if I didn't get caught what I was doing back in the 80s, that I would go to the local authorities and say, here I am, this is what I did, go ahead and put me in jail. Don't do any crimes. It crime doesn't pay. It don't. You know, you end up 35 years later on a radio show like this, talking to you guys out there about whatever I feel like talking about. Anyway, don't do the crime. You don't want to do the time. Being in jail these days is not the thing you want to be doing. So we'll see what Mr. Manafort, how he survives jail. We haven't heard anything from Mr. Weiner, the New York congressman, who was married to Hillary's, what was she, like a personal assistant? And with all those emails on her computer and his computer, and he was sending pictures of his privates to young women. So he's still in the joint. I wonder how he's enjoying himself in that New York State jail. I'm sure he's locked down 23 hours a day because of his, number one, he's a congressman, well-known, high-profile case, and he was sending his pictures of his junk to, I believe the girls were over 18, the women were over 18, but he was still sending them through texting and or through some website, and his wife caught him. And, well, hey, it is what it is. So listen, guys, girls, don't send pictures of your junk over the airwaves. You never know who's going to, grab it, pardon the pun, and you will go to jail. if it's nasty enough, I'm sure. We don't have any further thing. I was looking up on that on the New Zealand mosque shooting. I'm not finding any updates on it. They have, like I said, you know, they have aftermaths of interviews. You know, they talk to people and you know, the moment, yeah, I heard the shots and so on and so forth. It must have been highly terrifying because we don't, unless you're in the middle of it, you really don't know. And I think putting these people on TV who were hearing it or close to it or even inside and got out is kind of a, you know, a journalistic crime. People are traumatized, and that's what they want. They want a lot of these stations, they want to have these traumatized people on the air before anybody else hears the story. You know, that's part of the issue. Part of the problem with televised journalism is they got to be first. They got to have the story. They got to have the best story. They got to have the worst story. You know, everything's got to be the best or the worst. And they have not to, you know, have a little compassion. You know, these people are going to be seeing therapists for years to come. And the first thing you ask them is, you know, what was going through your mind when you heard the shots? Well, hell, you know, that's pretty simple to put out. I think the journalists can guess as what was going through their minds. They pretty much guess at the rest of the news, especially CNN. So we just hope that it doesn't go any further than the unfortunate 50 and more than 20 injured. There's not anything that I could say that'll make it better. Can send them hopes and prayers, but it's not going to make things any better. We have to come together as a society and just be straight with each other. Anyway, there's been a shooting out in Staten Island in New York. From what I'm seeing, it's being placed as a mob hit. Apparently, the Gambino crime boss was gunned down outside of his home in Staten Island. We haven't heard much about the crime families in New York the past 15 years or so, since Mr. Gotti passed away, John Gotti passed away. He, you know, he was in jail for the shooting of Paul Castellano back in 1985, and it was funny, not funny. It was the same morning that I graduated from the police academy, in 85. And, I don't think that there's been, an all out alleged mob hit since. And that's, you know, stuff that movies are made out of. And, apparently there's been a power struggle in that. And, you know, since, the Gotti movie came out, with John Travolta, this past, fall, it relatively has been quiet, as far as these families go, up in New York, these crime families go up in New York. So, mob hit on the alleged leader of the Gambino crime family, which is totally unusual. There hasn't been a mob hit, so to speak, since, like I said, 1985. So it's 34 years ago, 33, 34 years ago was the last time was a major issue. So there's some movement back in there. Everybody thought the mob was gone, but well, they're in the headlines again. So that's an entirely different world from the one most of us live in. That's something unique that you really have to be born to be part of. So what the New York City Police Department is going through. And of course the federal government is also looking into it to see, you know, who, in New York terms, whacked this guy. And I haven't said that in a long time. Well, hey, I'm looking over here at my crew. Does anybody else have anything they want to say, want me to say on the air? You know, hand it to me now because we're winding down. We're winding down the show. I haven't done a show by myself in a long time. So I hope you accept my apologies for a little ramble. I usually like to bounce stuff off of other people. So we have, let's see, what's going on here in the world? And I was just about to say Teletubbies. That shows you how old I am. Well, made it to the show, just made. Hope you enjoyed what I offered. And keep up with us on all the social media that I mentioned. This is Walter Review signing off for another week. Liberty News Radio Network. Enjoy it.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.